Okay, today's daf is Tainus daf Chav Gimel, and we are on Chav Beis. Amad Beis by the two dots, as we continue here in the third parak of Maseches Tainus, and we have other discussions related to rain and other tsaros shalotavo al hatzibur. So we are on the two dots, about 10 or 12 lines up from the bottom. Here we go. Tana Rabbanan, al kol tzara shel tavo al hatzibur, masrin alei, chutz v'irov kishamim, an old tzaris that shouldn't come on the tzibur, shelo tavo al hatzibur, we are masriya, chutz v'irov kishamim, except for too much rain. Too much rain, we don't daven against, even though we had, and we'll have it again, Abba Hashem today, Chonia Ma'agel, he himself David for his, against a certain type of rain, but in terms of just too much rain, Rashi said earlier in Daf Yates that there is never any hashchasa, there's just tircha when it comes to too much rain, so therefore we're not allowed to daven against it. Or the Marsha's lashon here is that even if there is some destruction, but it's nireh kikafui tova, it gives the impression of being a kafui tova, because rain inherently, generally, is something good, is something positive, a symbol of parnasa, as we mentioned on Dav Beis, Hashem has the key for it, so it's the symbol of something that we need, so davening against it gives the impression of kafui tova. And again, that is a basic Jewish midah, being someone who is makir tov, that's why we're called Yehudim, hapam odeas Hashem, there's so much about Yahadus that inherently is about a hakaras atov, so therefore, can daven, one is not allowed to daven against too much rain, because again, that is nireh kikufi tova. Again, this might be on a more of a national level. If there's somebody who's personally being affected, then maybe privately they can. But in terms of nationally getting together and davening in all the ways that are described in this pesachta for rov kishamim, that is not done. V'yam Rabbi Yochanan, minayin she'im ispal on al rov atova. How do we know that we don't daven on something that's too good? Rov atova, too much in Amar. As the pasuk that we quoted earlier in the Masechta, Havius Kala Maser al Beis Ha'otzar, Hashem says, bring all the Maser to the storage house, I'm going to give you so much bracha, ad beli dai. Until you have more than enough. My ad beli dai, what is that lashon? Ad beli dai, ama rami bar rav, until your lips become worn out from saying enough. Beli, from the word yivlu, worn out, was saying enough, enough, so much, so much. But again, ad beli dai, that's the, without saying that. It's until they get worn out, you're still going to get the bracha, and that's a symbol of so much bracha, but we don't go daven against it. Ami rami barav yud, unusual name. Rashi feels the need to tell us that yud is a chacham, sheshmo yud. Amar Rami Barav Yud, Ubagola Masri in Alei. But in Bavel, we are Masri on Rov Gishamim. Why? Because it's lower down and there's major flooding that could occur by the rain and destruction. So for that, we do. So again, there's a limit, there's a balance. Again, a little too much rain, which causes too much tircha and gets me all wet, that it's uncomfortable. That's one level. Where it becomes dangerous and flooding and destructive, so then that already crosses the line, the Gemara says, and one can, and once one can, one should daven against it. Tani nami hachi, shana shekshameha merubin, a year that whose rain is plentiful, too plentiful, anshe mishmar shokal anshe mamid, the anshe mishmar, who are in the Beis HaMikdash, sent to the Anshei Mamid. We're going to have this again in the Masechta, the next parak. But the Anshei Mishmar, who are the Kohanim that are appointed in the Beis HaMikdash, they don't know what's going on outside in Bavel. So they send to the Anshei Maimon, the Yisraelim, who are the representatives in the cities for Klal Yisrael each and every week. And they have special laning, and they fast. So they sent to them, Tnu Enechem Ba'acheichem Shem Begola. See the situation. Check out the situation in the Gola. Shelo Yiyu Yihyeh Bateyem Kivreyem. That their houses shouldn't be their kfaris. Shouldn't be where they are buried. So therefore, meaning check out that there's no flooding. It doesn't go high up. and in that way it would be dangerous. So that's what they said to check out. So you see from that brisa that we would daven against such a situation. Shalos Rabbi Eliezer and Heichad Geshemim Yardim Yispalo Shalo Yerdu. How much rain must there be that we daven that it does not rain anymore? Amar Lahem Kedeshiyamot Adam Bekeren Ofel V'Yishach Shechraglo B'Mayim. If somebody stands on Keren Ofel, which is a high cliff, and he's able to wash his feet in water, meaning very, very, very large amounts, right? He's on the top of a high mountain, and that's when the water reaches him. V'atanya yadav, the brisa that says his hands, washes his hands in water. So raglav ki yadav ka'amina. It means feet like hands. Feet like hands, meaning he'll reach his hands down on top of his feet, like the Kohanim by the Kiyar, able to wash their hands and feet at the same time. So it's really the same shear. Amar Rav Barachana, Lididi Chazi Li Keren Ofel. I once saw that place, Keren Ofel, to come Ahutaya. There was a certain Ishmaelite merchant, Ahutaya, Rashi says, Socher Yishmael, Ki Rachiv Gamla, that he was riding a camel, Vanakad Rum Chabiyad, he was holding a spear, Mizchaze Iniva, and it looked like a worm. It was so small up there, meaning it's emphasizing that it was a very high place that this Keren Ofel was, and yet that is the shear when rain is too much, when it reaches that level. Okay, generally again, we take the bracha and we are makir that it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we are not makir tov. We are not kafui tov, we're just makir tov until it goes beyond. Tanu Rabbanan, second to last line. Hashem will send rain in its proper time. What does that mean? The bracha, in the beginning of Bechukosai, the couple of psukim of brachos. Lo shikura velo tzemeya. Hashem won't make the world, the earth, drunk, meaning too much, and not tzemeya, and not too little, not thirsty. Ela beinonis, but in the middle, right, the average, perfect. She calls Mashak Shemim Merubim, because if there's too much rain, Mitash Tishinesa Aretz, the land becomes ruined. The Enamotzia Peros, and proper fruit and produce aren't produced, because it ruins. Too much rain could also ruin the ground. Davarach, that's Be'itam. So Be'itam, according to the first Pshat, doesn't really mean in its proper time, but a certain amount. The quantity. And not just the quality. That's the first day in the brisa. It's the quality, it's the quantity of the rain, that it comes a certain amount that is beneficial for the world. Davar acher, be'itam, the other upshot of be'itam is having to do with when, not how much. B'leili revi'i osu b'leili shabbasos. On Tuesday nights and on Friday nights. Shekein matzinu b'mei shimin ben shetach. When rain comes on those two nights, which are the best nights for it to come down. Why are those the two best nights? Friday night because everybody's home. We're not out in the fields, right? Everybody comes home from the field after they finish working and nobody's out, nobody's traveling, right? Remember, we have the discussion of davening out in the fields, right? The minhag of saying in certain places in Chutz Lares, Baruch Hashem La'olam, it's already quoted in Tosfos in Brachas, that minhag came from the fact that people used to daven Ma'ariv in the field very late at night before they came home, and if somebody came late, and they were going to have to be left in the field where they used to daven by themselves. So that's where, and there's no chazaras hashatz. There's no time for him to catch up. So that's why he said, Baruch Hashem Olam. Give him a couple of extra minutes to be able to catch up and say Shemot Esrei with the tzibur, and even more importantly, leave with the tzibur. Baruch Hashem Olam. Bisman Azeh, or even after, we don't have that, but that's where it comes from, already in the Gemara. Magen Avos Bidvaro. Why was Magen Avos created? Because, again, if somebody was needed to catch up, even though there's no real Chazaras HaShas by Meir, but they had something to extend the davening a little bit. There's a big discussion that we've shown him, why we say Magen Avos today. If nobody's davening in the fields anymore, so why do we say Magen Avos on Friday night? So the Ran discusses there in the Arvi Psachim, where the source is, that even though the reason doesn't apply anymore, this is one of those examples of Hov Niskana Niskana. Even if the reason doesn't apply, we still do the din, which the Bach wonders about. Where does the Bach wonder about it? On the tour. The tour writes in Hilchos Shabbos, the tour screams that we shouldn't make Kiddush in Shul anymore, says the tour. Why? Because there are no guests. That was the original reason for making Kiddush in Shul. And Bizman Azeh, no, it's a bracha, and we shouldn't be making Kiddush in Shul. The reason doesn't apply anymore. the din should apply. I don't think that should be the case here, says the Tur. And he says, V'yayshar chayli avat line. If it was up to me, if I had my druthers, said the Tur, I would be mevatel the minhag. And the halacha that many poskim bring down, the Tur's quote, the Shulchan Aruch discussed this too, l'maisa, if one is starting a new minyan, a new shul, one should not, the poskim say, should not make kiddush in shul. If one shul already has the minhag of doing it, one should keep the minhag. It's a minhag, an ancient minhag of Klal Yisrael going back. And the Bach defends the minhag by saying this Ran. The Ran says, Magen Avos. Even if the reason doesn't apply anymore, we still do it. We still do Magen Avos. So why should that be different than Kiddush Beis HaKnesses? So the Torah is going to have to be Mechalik between the two. It's going to have to be Mechalik. Right? One suggestion is that if you look in the language of the Gemara, Magen Avos was a real Takana Kavua. That was created. Kiddush and Shul was never a Takana Kavua. The language of the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim is just, O son, Beis HaKnesses. Some lasha like, there were people at Shul that started doing this. But it wasn't a takana kavua, so it wasn't that, it has to be uprooted if it doesn't apply anymore. That's an important discussion related to Friday night behaviors, but as to here, rain on Friday night is considered rain be'ito in the special time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to cause the least problems for Klal Yisrael. Why Tuesday night? That's another night that Klal Yisrael is not out. So Rashi here quotes the Gemara in Pesachim, Kuf Yud Beis. That Tuesday night is a night that a certain demon is prevalent, is flying around the streets, and therefore people didn't go out on Tuesday night either. And that's why that's also considered a good night for it to rain. Be'itam. B'leila Reviyah B'leila Shabbazos. Continuing the Gemara, Shekein Matzino B'yimei Shimon Ben Shetach, we find during that time period, She'yer Dulahem Geshamim B'leila Reviyah B'leila Shabbazos. You find in the generation of Shimon Ben Shetach in his days, that's the only time it rained. Only time it rained, nature reflected the state of affairs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship with us. Because he was so happy with the generation and with Shimon ben Shetach, that's it only rained on Tuesday nights and Friday nights. Achanasu, Chitim, Kiklayos, Visaorim, Kikarine, Zesim. Until they had huge produce, the wheat were like Klayos were as big as kidneys, and barley was as big as Garine Zesim, seeds of olives, Va'adashim, Kidinarizav, and the lentils were as big as golden coins, Vitsaru Mehem, Dugmaladaros, and they wrap some up to show later generations, similar to what they did with the man. Right, the man, when we Bez Hashem, Hey Ribana Beis Hamikdash, and we take the Aron out, and we find all the other items that are near the Aron, the Matev Aron, and the Tzitzenes Aman. Let's show, we look forward to seeing it. Lohodia kama hachid gorem. To show and to proclaim to all, you know, it's not about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's about us. Well, kama hachid gorem. Look what the potential is. If we're on the level, look what the potential is for the produce. Look how large it could become. Look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give us. We find various Gemaras, how when nature reflects the state of affairs between Bnei Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? There are a couple of Gemaras that say during the time of certain people, there was no rainbow. There was no rainbow. Also, similar here, it only rained on certain days of the week. We're in Ksuba Sayin Zion. Remember the Gemara about Yeshua ben Levi after he comes up to Shemayim and he stole the knife of the Malach HaMaves and he jumped over the wall into Gan Eden even before he died. So when he comes in, so he's asked. They wanted to test it to see if he was really Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. He says, was there a rainbow in your day? And he said, sure there was a rainbow in my day. Oh, you must not be Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. He was just being humble. Really, there was no rainbows in his days. But various Tanoim and Amoraim had that event also. Certain events occur out of nature, which shows the state of affairs with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here too, rain on certain days. Sheneemar, the pasuk says, Avonoseichem hitu eile v'chatoseichem manu hatov mikem. Our sins are what has prevented us, that has created a mechitza shel barzel between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all us. It's not anything else. V'chei matzidu b'mei herdis. Also we find during the days of herdis. Herdis, Rashi quotes a little history. He was Sasar Binyan de Ezra, Ubana Binyan Yafa Mimenu. So the Gemara says, Ba'abasra, he revamped Bayesheni. Revamped by Yesheni, Binyan heard this, and during his time, Shayo Oskin Babinyan Beis HaMikdash, at the time that they were building the Beis HaMikdash, Vayo Yorta Gesheim Balayla, it rained only at night. so it would not affect the building. Lamachar nashva haruach v'nispazru avim. In the mornings, there was a beautiful breeze, and the clouds dissipated. V'zarcha hachama, and the sun came out. V'yatzu amlam lachtan. And the nation went out to do its work. V'yadu shemelechas shemayim b'yideyim. And they realized, based on this, based on nature, that melechas shemayim was in their hands. They realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was happy with what they were doing. Somewhat unusual, what, if without this, they wouldn't have known that. They're building the base of Mikdash. They wouldn't have known if melechas shemayim b'yideyim. So it might be that they had a base of Mikdash. Now they're revamping it. Who said it needed to be revamped? Who said that this was good in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Maybe that's the added element that they needed to feel. But again, this is the Gemara. Right? There are other Chazal that talk about that the world is affected by people's behavior, even nature. Nature around us are affected by people's behavior. Right? We've said this is already said in the Mesillas Yesharim. The Ramchal writes, we know the Ramchal was a sefer that was accepted by all. He said the Vilna Gaon, right, was overlapped a little bit in the 1700s with the Ramchal, but he never met him. And he said that if the Ramchal was still alive today, he would go and roll around in the dust by his feet. If the Ramchal was when the Gra recognized the Mesillas Yesharim, which they said was on his table always. The Gra always had the Ramchal. He says every word, there's not one extra word in the entire sefer. Oh, Mesillas Yesharim, the Gra said. He said if he was still alive today, when he recognized who he was, so then he would go and roll around in his feet. But the Ramchal says, the Mesillas Yesharim says in the first parak, says the Ramchal, says the Mesillas Yesharim, after discussing Yesod Chovas Adam Bo'olamo, that's his introduction, to recognize our obligation in the world, and his first Mida discussed about being Zahirus and Zrizus, says the Mesillas Yesharim in Perak Aleph, Vim Tamik Od Be'inyan Tir'eh, if you delve into this inyan, you will see, Ki Ha'olam Nivra L'Shimush Ha'adam, the world was created for the usage of man. There's no value in the world other than for mankind, right? That he was the humankind. Man was the last creature, the last item created in Ma'aseh Bereishis. And as we know, as Ma'aseh Bereishis went on, the level of ultimate purpose went up. It was up and up. First of all, right, all of the inanimate and the animate and the animals, the last thing, Adam and Chava, they were the last items, the last beings created. Which shows, which reflects, that was the purpose of the whole world. You might say then right after that was Shabbos. So people on Shabbos, that's the ultimate purpose of the world. But everything was created for man, right? Amnam. So everything was created for man. Amnam yomid b'shikul gadol. But we are in a great scale, a great balance. Ki ima adam nimshach achar ha'olam u'misrachek mi bar'o. But if we are influenced and just mushpa from the world and distance from Hashem, hinehu miskalkel, we become ruined, umikalkel ha'olam imo. And we are makalkel the world with us. But v'im sholeit ba'atzmo, if I control myself, v'nidvak bibaro, and I'm close with Hashem, umishtamesh bin ha'olam rak lios lo l'si'u ala avodas baro, and I use everything around me to help me in service of Hashem, hu misaleh, we raise up ourselves, uva ha'olam atzmo, misaleh imo. And the world itself gets uplifted through my actions. Kihine ilui gadol hu l'briyas kulam, biyosam mishamshe ha'adam ha'shalem ha'mekudash b'kdosho yisbarach. The world loves it, so to speak. Similar to what Chazal say, that Hashem took away the light that was in the world. They put it away for tzaddikim because this is light that's going to be used for the future. And we see many, many Chazals that the world is for us, and it gets an aliyah, so to speak. From the famous Medrash that Rashi quotes at the beginning of Vayetze, Gemara Maseches Chulin, that all the rocks were arguing, Alay ani Yatzadikas Rosho, Alay ani Yatzadikas Rosho. They all wanted Yaakov Avinu to put his head on them. The rocks, what do the rocks care? The answer is because there's a certain ilui, there's a certain ultimate purpose that is achieved by the rocks. Remember the Medrash also, made great Medrash, by Elio Bahara Carmel, when there was going to be an animal that was going to be on the Mizbeach for the Nevi'e Habal, and another power that was going to be on the Mizbeach of Eliyahu HaNavi, and the Nevi Ebal start taking their cow to get everything ready. Eliyahu HaNavi says, you take this one and I'll take this one. And the cow, Nevi Ebal, doesn't move. I think it's a Pirkei Derabbi Elazar. that doesn't move. It, they're pulling and pulling and pulling, it doesn't move. And Eliyahu Navi goes over to it and says, what's going on? He says, what, I'm going to go to the Nevi'i Baal? My friend here is going to be Bekadishim Shemayim on Har HaKarmel, and I'm going to enter the Nevi'i Baal, I'm going to sit there with a Chil Hashem. Eliyahu Navi says, gives it a little pat on the head and says, don't worry, you're also going to be part of the Kiddush Hashem. By your not bringing fire dead from Shemayim, by your, they're all day, they're going to be screaming. And Eliyahu Navi, sarcasm in Tanakh, Eliyahu Navi says, maybe you should go a little louder, maybe your gods are sleeping. That's an amazing line in Sefer Malachim, the story. So he says to this cow, don't worry, you're also going to bring a Kiddush Hashem, but you are not being burned as a Kiddush Hashem. And after that, the cow went. The cow went and took it as a simon, okay, Elio, thank you for explaining it to me. But the world around us is affected by us. The animal kingdom, the world, right? The rain and the state of affairs of nature. It's all affected around us. We've quoted in the past the Beis HaLevi in Parshas Noach, which explains the Rashi that even the animals were mashchis their derech during the time of Noach. What does that mean? What a horse has a taiva for a cow? And other animals have taivas for enam minam? The answer is they were affected by humankind. When people behave in a certain way, that's mashpia, even on the world around us. That's this Gemara also. This fits into that type of chazal in terms of the nature of affairs. A little bit different, not exactly the same, but similar, but a little bit different to that here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a message. But again, it could be that he's always giving us a message in all the cases. Vayter. Here we go. Next version of the story of Choni HaMa'agel. Ma'isa Shashokal L'Choni HaMa'agel. Remember we had the first version in the Mishnah, beginning of the Parak, Yudchesim HaBeis, Yudchesim HaAleph. The beginning of our parak of Seder Ta'anios, Elu. But now we have the second version of the story of Choni HaMe'agel. Tanu Rabbanan. Pamachas Yatzar Rov Adar, V'lo Yardu Geshamim. One time, most of Adar already passed. Cheshvan, Kislev, Teve, Shvat, Adar. Most of Adar passed, and still they did not have any rain. Sholchu L'Choni HaMe'agel. They sent to him, Ispalel, V'yardu Geshamim. Please, Davin. Please daven so that it rains. His palel v'lo yardu gshamim. He davened and it didn't work. So he tried in the normal way. His palel v'lo yardu gshamim. Og uga v'amad besocha. He made a circle. He drew a circle v'amad besocha and he stood in the circle. Kiderach sha'asa Chabakuk anavi. Like Chabakuk said, Shneamar Chabakuk, one of the Shrei Asar. Al mishmarti e'emoda. On my mishmeres. I will stand, ve'es yatzva al matzor v'gomer, I will stand up. And just like a Chabakuk stood up, so too, he drew a circle, and he went into it. Why dafka, a circle? Why not like a square or a triangle? So we mentioned one shot when we did the Mishnah, about maybe a circle, it symbolizes going from one side to the other side, there's no stopping, there's no corner, and that symbolizes the going from Midas Haracham, Midas Hadin to Midas Harachamim. One idea, the Mabit writes in Beis Elokim in Shar HaTfila, in the first parak, Sharatza Lirmos Bazeh, Sheim Lo Yirachem Hashem Al Banav, Harizenire Ki Ilu Heim Besocha Uga. If you don't answer, we're like trapped inside an Uga, Hainu, Betocha Olam Shehu Agul Ka Kadur, We feel trapped in a circle. What does that a circle mean? There's no end. There's no way out. We are just under the mazalos. And we are like all other nations. And that is why, right when, what did he say? He says, right when you have Rachmanis, I'm going to go out of the circle. Why? What does that symbolize? That shows that Am Yisrael is not under any mazal. Like the Gemara says at the end of Shabbos, Ein Mazel Yisrael. When it starts raining, as a recognition of that, Choni HaMe'agel is going to go out of the circle. L'horos Yisrael Einam Kfufim L'Mazalos Hasholtim Ba'olam Shedome Le'uga. That is the shot, the suggestion of the Beis Elokim, of the Mabit. Okay, but remember before, we mentioned the Ben Yoyada about being Mahapech, Midas Adin L'Midas Arachim. So he goes into the circle and says, Hashem, I am here. Amar lefanav, Ribono shel Olam, back to the Gemara. Banecha savu p'neihem alai, shani kiven bayis lefanecha. Your children have put their face to me, that I have asked me to take care of this, and because I am like a family member to you. Nishba ani b'shemcha gadol, I swear in your great name. She'ini zaz mikan ad sheterachim al banecha. I am not moving until Yav Rachmanis. I'm not moving. How could he? This is similar, what we mentioned, like he's like daring HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's putting him into a situation that makes it very difficult, so to speak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why one of the ways of explanation, how it is and why it is that we go to a tzaddik, we talk to a great person to daven for somebody who's in pain. What, the tzaddik? No, the tzaddik has connections, so we go to him. But also, it could be that if the tzaddik feels the pain of this fellow Jew, so there's no gzeira that the tzaddik should feel such pain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want this tzaddik to be in such pain, and that's why he has to bring Yeshua. So here, Chonia put himself in a very uncomfortable position, in a circle that he's going to have to stay until HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanus. So it's Chiluk Hashemim and Atvin. So it started to drizzle. Amalot Tamidav Rebbe Reinucho Velo Namus. We see you, but we don't want to die. Kimindumin Anu Sheing Shemim Yardim Elo Lahatu Shvuasecha. It appears that Hashem just doesn't want you to be in this circle. He wants to give you a way out. So he made a drizzle. That's not really solving our problem, because it could be that we could still die, the Talmidim say, but, you know, he's just doing it, so you have Rachmanis, so he has Rachmanis on you. The Marsha here asks, but didn't Choni say that the Shvua was that until he has Rachmanis on his children? And this isn't Rachmanis? Unless you have to say that it is. This is some Rachmanis. It is a little rain. That's good enough. So, anyway, it's got to figure that out. So Amar Lo Kach Sha'alti, so Choni turns back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Lo Kach, this is not what I asked for. Lo Kach Sha'alti, I didn't ask for this. Ela Gishme Boros Shichunu Ma'aros. I asked for rain to fill up all the pits and the caves and give us plenty of water. Yardu Bizaf, so it went to the other extreme. A torrential downpour came. Bizaf. Achikol Tiba Vatipa, until every drop of rain, Kamali Pichavis, was as big as a barrel. Much as a barrel, v'shiru chachamim sheitiba p'chusa milug, and the chachamim estimated that it was no less than a lug every drop. Amrulo talmidav, Rabbi l'rinichav lo namo. Same thing, Rabbi, we're gonna die. Kimeduman anu sheing shemim yardim el la'abed ha'olam. The world's gonna be destroyed. So Amr lefanav. That's why Choni turns to Hashem another time. Lo kach sha'alti. I still didn't ask for this too. Elagish me ratzon bracha unedava. I asked for rain of bracha, gishmei bracha, yardu ketiknon. So a beautiful, wonderful, nice rain started. Ad she'olu kol yuha'am laharabayis v'pnei ha'gashamim. Until B'nai Yisrael, until the whole Am went up to Harabayis. We know it's a higher altitude, higher elevation than the rest of Yerushalayim. Near it, v'pnei ha'gashamim, so they went up. So Amar lo Rabbi, then they turned to Choni one more time. And say, Kishav shes palalta sheyerdu, kachas palal v'yechol lohem, please daven, that Hashem removes it now. Because now it's already dangerous. Amar lohem kabal kubalni, but don't I have a Misorah? And we started off today. Shemis palan arobatova. You can't daven for too much of a good thing. Afal pikein, still, he said, havi uli par hoda'a. Bring to me a par, a cow of hoda'a. What is par hoda'a? Rashi says, Paroda lehisvados alav, to do vidui, to confess, the asa lo smicha, and he did smicha on the asa alav smicha, the heviu shlamim, right? They brought the cow, they did smicha, and they brought the shlamim. Choni bizman abayis haya, Rashi adds. Choni lived at the time of the Beis Hamikdash, so they brought a carbon. What type of vidui are they doing? Let's just finish the line and then we'll talk about it. Haviu lo paro da, samach sheyadav alav, v'amar lefanav, ribono shel olam, amcha Yisrael shel tzeisam im Yisrael, this nation, einon yecholin lo berov tov lo berov peronis. This nation can't survive with any extremes. Not too much of this and not too little of this, so please. So ka'asta alayam einon yecholin la'amod. When you got angry at them, they can't survive. They can't survive without rain. Hishpat alayam tova, you give them a tremendous amount of goodness, einon yecholin la'amod. They still can't survive. Too much rain. Please, Hashem, let it be your will that the rain stops and there's revach and there's wonderful weather, calmness in the world. Miyad, nashva haruach, v'nispazru ha'avim, the wind came and the clouds dissipated, v'zarcha ha'chama, and the sun came out, v'yatzu am lasada, they went out to the field, v'heviu lahem kemenu pitriot, and they went to gather mushrooms. Why mushrooms? Because that's what grows so quickly. Grow so quickly to right away, even with the rain. Right, even now we see after a rain you go outside, you see mushrooms right away. See here too, Kamenu Pitriot. Good. Stop there for a moment. So what carbon did they bring? They brought a parhodar. Rashi says vidui was done. Ask the Gvura Sari, what type of vidui are we talking about? Says Rashi says the lesvados ve eini odeya ma inyan vidui b'shlamim. What type of vidui is done to a shlamim? Hashlamim einon elol doron ba'alma. We know shlamim is never brought because of a chait. This isn't an ola or a shlamim or even a minchas chote. What is this? A vidui is only brought for a carpet. That's machaper, right? So what is it? What does it mean? Right? So he said, well, what did they say? Right? And he quotes, alludes to the Rambam in Maisa Karbanas. Right? The Rambam Maisa Karbanas, we've quoted this not recently, but many times in the Panther. Rambam says at the end of the third parak of Maisa Karbanos, talking about smicha. How do you do smicha? We put both our hands on the head of the animal. With all of our strength, al rosha ola, lo al tzavar, v'lo al tzadin, v'lo yidav rechotes, there can't be a chatitza between the hands of the animal. V'keita tzomech, and when do you do smicha? Imay akar ben kashe kachem, amida betzafon, upad of lamayrav, you put to smicha, u'meiniach sh'yadav bein sh'tei karnav, between his two horns, u'misvade, here's the key, u'misvade al chatas, avon chatas. It's a carbon chatas, we do vidui, and we say with the sin that we did. V'al asham, avon asham. V'al ha'ola, misvade, Avon asev, yavon los asev, shinita klase. We know Ola, even though Ola is called a Doron, by the Gemara in the first parak in Zvachim, but still there are certain Averos that an Ola comes for. Bitol asez, and los asev, shinita klase. Keitha misvade, omer, chataz yavisi pashati, vyasisi kavakach, vchazarti bitshuva lefanecha, vizu kaparasi. Okay? There's one carbon left out. Shlamin. Haya hakarb and mincha, you can't do smicha on a mincha, right? There's no animal. So haya hakarb and shlamim. What about a shlamim? Somech b'chal makom sheyirtze minha azara b'makom shchita. Right? Shlamim is kashe kalim, so you can do smicha anywhere in the azara. And then the Rambam has one more line. V'yireli, it appears to me, right? The Rambam saying this out of his own conviction. She'eino mizvada al shlamim. There's no vidui. There's no chait. Aval Omer Divrei Shevach. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're the best. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I like any Divrei Shevach. That's what the Rambam says right here. That's Yireli Vidui. There's no Vidui for Shlamim. This Omer Divrei Shevach. Says the Radvaz, right there on the Rambam. Ikal Medak. Kivan Shein Shlamim Bo'ay Malchait. Pshita. Mayizvade. What's the Rambam's Chiddush? It appears to me there's no Vidui. There's not Al-Chait. So why would you do Vidui? V'tana Nami Lo Tana El Al-Chadav Al-Asham. V'yesh lomar, says the Radvaz, salkedaita chamina, what's the havamina? Yisvad el derech v'ashamar Eov. Well, maybe you have a havamina to do like what Eov says in the first parak. Ulai chat'u banai. Maybe we all might have sinned. So maybe you bring it, it's like an ashram talui. Who knows? Maybe we did averus. We all do averus. Nobody's perfect. So maybe that's the havamina. They should use shlamim for that. Kamash malan, teitzorach lezvados el omer devei shevach. You don't do that. You don't do that on a shlamim. The al tit'e b'divrei ravenu, and don't make a mistake. V'lomar sha'asur lehisvados al shlamim. Don't think it's asur. Da halavai sheyisvada adam al asafek v'yalhir her alev v'reiyas ha'ayin kol hayom kulo. Ela kavanaso lomar sheino tzorech lehisvados. Doesn't mean it's asur, says the Radvaz. It means you don't have to. Kamal shar karbanos with is a chiyuv. And by Hashem Tali, there's a formulation to do it. But the Radva says, the Rama means that there's no chiyuv, but you can if you want to. So now we get back to our Gemara, so maybe that's this Gemara is where the Radvaz and the Rama got it from. If you want to, at least the Havamina. The Rama says you don't have to say vidui because say divrei shevach. The Radva says it's not an isser, it's just you don't have to. Back to the Gvuras Ari, Veli Nireh, Tahai Parho Da'a, he argues with Rashi. He doesn't say like the Radvaz. I'm not sure if he had the Radvaz on the Rambam. But he says, par hodah here doesn't mean hodah from a lashon of vidui, but hodah from a lashon of toda. Carbon toda. V'lashon hodah kamashmo. Could that read it like it says in the ninth parak in Brachas, arba'at srichem lehodos. The four people, chayim, the four people that have to give hodah, yardei ayam, olchim, midbaros, cholash and isrape, umishaya chavush, v'karbin toda, nami aleihem ba. Rashi says in two places, Rashi says in Pasha Sav, and Rashi says in Zvachim Dav Zayin, he connects that Gemara in Brachas, of our bat srichim lahodos, bringing carbon todas with these, he connects those two, carbon toda. Right, the Arbat Srichim Lahodos in Brachas, that's Srichim Lahodos, that's to say thank you. But the Rashi in both those places connects it to the carbon that is brought, Chayavim Lahodos. Any more here? So that is what he did here. Mishamachi kishiyardo al yedei tefilas choni heavy carbon parzel latoda b'shvil kol Yisrael. That's what he brings it. So you don't have to get into the Rashi of mamish vidui, right? It just means from the lashon of hoda. So that's what he brought, and then they went out and they gathered the mushrooms and the kimei. Fine, weiter. End of the story. Shalach loshem ben shetach. Ilmali choniata, were you not choni? Goes Rani alecha nidui, I would put you in cherim. You didn't talk like a Shbaruch Hu properly. She'ilu shanim kishdei Eliyahu. Shemavtechus kshemem b'yalash shel Eliyahu. Imagine if you and Eliyahu Hanavi lived in the same generation, and he made an oath that it shouldn't rain, and you made an oath that you're not leaving the circle. So what's Hashem supposed to do? Lo nimsa shem shemayim mischalel yadcha. Wouldn't there be a chil Hashem? Because somebody is going to have to violate his shvua. I'm basically saying that. How can you speak to Hashem that way? What can I do? You misbehave a little bit in front of Hashem. And he still listens to you. Like a father who always listens to a son. Abba, please take me to wash in hot water. Shatveni bitzoni, bitzoni, give me some nuts. Tainli agozim, shkedim, afarsikim, verimonim. Please, give me. Please, I want this toy, I want that toy, I want that nut. Vinosin lo. And the father gives it. Vialecha, kasuv omer. Yisach avicha vimecha vesogel yuladetecha. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan, finishing up the last part of the story. Mashalchu b'nei lishkas hagazes l'choniya ma'agel. What did the members of the Sanhedrin send to choniya ma'agel? V'sigzar omer v'yakam lach. He makes a decree and it stands up for him. V'al derechecha naga or. And on your ways, light is shown. That is what they said about choni. V'sigzar omer, what does that mean? Atagazarta milamata. You will go there, here, that it should rain. And v'yakim loch means, Hashem is b'kayim, your words. They're very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem listens. V'yal derechecha naga, or, what does that mean? Dor, shahaya ofel, a generation that was dark, he'arta b'tfilasecha. You have lit up with your tfila. Ki yishpilo v'tomar geva, dor shahaya shafel, higbahato b'tfilasecha. A door that was very lowly, you lifted up with your prayer. V'shach inayim yoshia, dor sheshach ba'avono, a generation that was bent down in its sin, hoshata b'tfilasecha. You have saved in your tfila. Yimaleit inaki, or they darsh in this pasuk related to him. That's what they said. Yimaleit inaki, dor shalohaya naki malatato b'tfilasecha. A generation that was not clean, you helped escape, you saved with your tfila. V'nimla b'bar kapecha, malatato b'masiyadecha haburin. You saved them with your Maisiyadai. Okay, next story. Machlokas, whether this is a continuation or this is about someone different. We have this already, Machlokas Achronim. We're about to have another story about Choni Ma'agel. Was this the same one? There's a Tosas Rid that says it was the same one. Others say that this was a grandson. Right, it wasn't the same one. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Yosh Lo So Tzadik, during Choni's entire life, Hayim Tzta'er Al Mikra Zeh, he was bothered by this pasuk. He was bothered by this pasuk. Shir Amalos B'Shuv Hashem Hashiva Tzion Yinuk Acholim. The pasuk that we say in Shir Amalos. Me, and what did it say? When we come back, B'Shuv Hashem Hashiva Tzion Hayinuk Acholim. Right? We were like dreamers. So how long was that? That was 70 years. So Amar, Me'ika Denayim Shivin Shnin B'Chalma. Can somebody sleep for 70 years? And it'll be like a dream. Can somebody sleep that way? So let's see the story and then we'll talk about it. Yom Achad, Hashem wanted to prove to him that it's true. Yom Achad Avi Alza Ba'urcha, one time he was walking on the way. Chazilu Gavra Davinata Charuva, Choni saw a certain person who was planting a carob tree. Amar Lei, Hayar Kamishnit Tain, how long is it going to take for this tree to literally carry its fruit? Amar Lei, Shivin Shnin, it takes about 70 years. Amar Lei, Pshita Lachad, Chai Shivin Shnin, are you going to live for 70 years? You're planting this tree. You hope to see its fruit? Amar Lei, a great line. Hai gavra almid becharuva ashkachte. This person, meaning me, I came into the world and there was already a fully grown carob tree. Ki hechi deshasli li avasi, shasli nami libray. Just like my forefathers planted for me, I'm planting for my descendants. That's what life's about. Just like we got things when we were born, we create for future generations. Yasov Safine, Yachoni thinks, amazing line. Yasiv Kakarach Rifti sits down to eat his picnic. Oscillation, and as he was eating, he got tired, Nimi fell asleep. Ahadrale Mishunisa, and a certain rock miraculously grew and went over him. Ichze Me'ena, he was covered from anyone seeing him. Venim Shivinshnin, and he slept for 70 years. Slept for 70 years. Right, this is where the fairy tale came from. Right, for this Gemara. Kikam chazilu gavra davikam malaki minayu. When he woke up, he saw that there was a person that was taking fruit from this carob tree. Amarle atu deshatalte. Are you the guy? Are you the man that planted this? Amarle bar brana. No, I'm his grandson. Amarle shma mina. Deny me shivin shdin. So he assumes that every generation is about 35 years. He said, I must have slept for 70 years. He woke up and he realized it. Chazal lechamri, this yaldali ramchi ramchi. He sees his donkey, which had many, many litters of offspring. So he's like, wow. Azal obeisi, he goes to his house. Amar lehu, brei de choni amagal mikayam. Is choni amagal son here? Amar le, remember, days before photography, days before anything, they didn't know who this guy was. They didn't know what their grandfather looked like. So, the Amrule, Bray Lessa, Barbara Issa, they say his son is no longer with us. But his grandson is. His grandson is. Amrule, he says to them, Anachoni Amagel, I am him. I'm Choni. Lo him knew, they did not believe him. They did not believe this was Choni. Ozla Besa Medrash, he came to the base Medrash. Shaminul Rabbanan de Ka'amri, he overheard a Chavrus is talking and saying, Nehirin Shmaitzin Kibishnei Choni Amagel. Wow. It's as clear to me now. Now I understand this Gemara. It's as clear to me. They were the Gemara. They understood the topic. It's just as clear as it was in the years of Choni Ma'agel. The Chiyavi Ayla Bei Medrash, because when he used to come into the Beis Medrash, Kol Kushya Tavilu Rabban and Amir Farklu, he used to answer every question they had. Arma Lehusi, he says to them, Ano Niyu, I am Choni. Lo him knew, they did not believe him. For lo Avdi Le Yakra Kin Mi Boile, they didn't give him the proper respect to cover the Torah. Cholish daite, he had a chalishus hadas, he was depressed. Ba'i rachmei vamis. And he asked Hashem, Hashem, I know you miraculously kept me alive, but please let natural events kick in right now, because I can't live like this. Umis, and that's what happened, and he died. And Amar Rava, punchline of the story, Hainu da'amri inshi, o chavrusa, o misusa. And this is what it says, right, either a person, the phrase of, give me a good chavrusa or give me death. Right, that's what it says, right? The similar story we have, Bamitzia, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, when Rabbi Yochanan didn't have Reish Lakish anymore. He just went crazy, because he couldn't exist without him. Good. This is the story. Couple of points. Number one, says the Ben Yehoyada right here, has a lot to say. He says, first of all, why didn't, something that we're not going to talk about, he gives a Kabbalistic answer to this question, and that is, why did Hashem just like give him a baskol, or give him another way of saying that somebody can live for 70, somebody can sleep for 70 years. He had to have him experience it himself. It seems to me that there were certain tikkunim that he had to go through during those 70 years that wouldn't have been able to gone through otherwise. Number one. Number two, how do we know the story? Right? If he slept for 70 years, then he woke up, then he davened, then he died, so it must be Eliyahu HaNavi. V'daki, amaisa azos vade nigles l'chachamim shebedor al yidei Eliyahu HaNavi zechor latov. Ki af al pi shesipar lam chayav hadavar, lo him knew. Ki lo yikiru, they didn't recognize him. Bar Eliyahu zechor latov siper lam kol ze amaisa. Achar sheniftar, kodem shenikbar. Before he was buried, it must be right after he died, Eliyahu HaNavi came along and told them. Kidei sheyinikbar bekavod haroilo, so he would be buried with proper respect. Umakam kvuraso yadua ata be'ir hakodesh tzfat. And we know his burial place, says the Ben Yoyada in Tzfat, Tzibonevis Hikonei Me'er V'Yameinu, Rachok min ha'ir toch ma'arachas, in a certain cave outside of Tzfat, V'sipruli, and they tell me, says the Ben Yoyada, who lived in Baghdad, didn't live in Israel, She'kol zman she'yetzlam atiras kishamim, holchim sham u'mispalim al-kivra. Whenever there's an atiras kishamim, they go daven by his kever. They go daven by Choni Amagel. V'hada chol she'daiti, let me just add one more point. Why was he depressed? That they weren't giving the proper covid? But it was personal? No. But it was like the Gemara gives the mashal of a cow who has so much milk to give, and when he can't give it, it's painful for the cow. So you just have to express, like the Frum Kibbutzim on Shabbos, that they milk the cows onto the floor. They have to milk the cows, though, because they're in pain. Or Lahavdil, right, a mother. Soon after a mother has a baby, right? Usually she has so much milk, and it's painful if she can't nurse. She has to express the milk. So that's what it is with somebody who has Torah, somebody who has Marbet's Torah, who's Mashpia, right? It's painful if they can't give over the Torah. He had so much Torah that he wanted to share, and he couldn't give it over. See, it was a tremendous pain that nobody was going to listen to him, and nobody was going to allow him to give over the Torah. That's why he davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, just let, he didn't ask to die, he just said, you know, if this is the case, so then let this, let the nature kick in. Let nature kick in, because this is not something that I can go through. So that was the story, the amazing story of Choni HaMa'agel, and the second story of Choni HaMa'agel, which we, Machlokas, whether it is the same or not. We had earlier one time in terms of davening for death early. Remember, we had the case of Shmuel Hanavi on Daf Hei Mabez, where he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after Hashem says that he has to have a new king getting rid of Shaul, and Shmuel says, I don't want my Maisi Adayim getting removed too early. So he says, take me before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can he daven to take him before his time? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer isn't, no, you can't die earlier. And it wasn't an inappropriate fila. It was just that it wasn't time yet, and we mentioned then also the story in Shabbos Taflam, and David HaMelech saying, okay, take me a day before, don't make me die on Shabbos, right? That's what we have Gemara's. Number of people asked here too. He asked for it because he couldn't survive in the state that he was in. Right, three lines to the bottom. He was his grandson. When the world needed rain, the Rabbanan always sent to him. And he always davened for them, and rain came. Here's one time, one story. They sent to him. They sent a pair of rabbis to him in order that he should daven, that rain should come. They went to his house and he wasn't there. Azul Badavra, they went out to the field. Vyashkachua Davika Rafik, they saw he was hoeing. And we will see. He does a lot of strange things in the story that will be explained. Seemingly strange things. Yavulei Shlama, they went to say Shalom Aleichem to him. Veloazbir Luhuapi, and he did not answer them. Bipanya, at evening time, Kavi Minkat Sivi, when he used to gather in his wood that he was going to carry back in, Darat Sivi Yamar Bachat Kasva, he carried his wood and a hoe on one shoulder, Vaklima Bachat Kasva, and his shirt on the other shoulder. He didn't put his stuff on his shirt. Kula Archalo Saimasani, and the entire way back he did not wear shoes. Kimati Lamaya Saimasani, right when he was about to go through some water, then he put on shoes. Kimati Lahizmi Vihigi, when he came to some bushes, Dalinu Lamane, he lifted up his pants so they wouldn't get caught on the branches. Kimata Lamasa, when he came to the city, Nafka de Bisula, Peki Mikshita, his wife came after him all dressed up beautifully, with a lot of jewelry and adornments. Kimata Labese, also de Bisubaresha, when they came home, he let his wife go in first, ladies first, Vahadar Ayal Ihu, and then he went in, Vahadar Ayali Rabbanan, and then the Rabbanan went in after him. So it was the women, and then him, his wife, and then he went in, and then the other rabbis went in. Yosef, Bekarach Rifta, and what happened? He went and started eating. And he did not invite them to come in and eat with him. And then he gave to some of the children. He gave to the older ones one piece, and to the younger kids too. Armalala debisu. And then he whispers to his wife. I know why they came. They came so I should have it for rain, but he didn't want them to think that it was really in their schus. They were humble. So Nesekle Egrav and Ibai Rachmi, let's go up to our roof. Let's go in private and daven. Afshar the Baratzei Kadosh Baruch Hu v'yesei Mitzra. Maybe Hashem will listen. And they won't give us thanks. We won't recognize. We won't have to admit and show that it was really us. So what happened? Sakul Egra, they went up. Come iu b'chadas avisa v'i b'chadas avisa. They each went in a corner. Kadem siluk anani mehafz avisa d'debisu. And the clouds first came to his wife's corner. His wife's had more effective tefillah. Kinach, like Yitzchak and Rivka, exactly. Kinachis, but there was a tzaddik ben tzaddik and tzaddik ben Rasha. But here she got it. Kinachis, amru lehu, amai asur rabbanan. So he came downstairs, and he said, okay, rabbis, what can I do for you? Amru leh, shadulan rabbanan, legabi, demar lemi b'rachmei amitra. They said, well, we came to ask you to daven for rain. Amru lehu, he says, look at that. Baruch HaMakom, Shlohitzrach Eschem, La'abal Chilkiyah. You don't need me. Look outside, it's cloudy already, it's raining already, you don't need me. Amrule yad'inan demitra machmas marhu da'asa. They said, no, you can't fool us. We know it was because of you or you just went up to the roof. Elalemalan mar hani mili detmialan. But once we're here, thank you, but please explain to us your actions for today. My time alo yavina lamar shlama, why didn't you say hello to us? Lo azbrilan mar ape, amr lehu schir yom havi. I am a day laborer. Viamina lo ifagar, and I didn't want to interrupt. But look, I'm not on my own time. Not on my own time. Right, there are many halachas of hilchas schirus. I remember if you we discussed this in Mitzvah Shir at length. Those who want to listen to the Mitzvah Shir, Baruch Hashem, all 613 are up on the OU website. But if you look at Hilchas Chiras, the Rambam describes, summarizes in the Sefer HaChinuch, many mitzvahs, both on the worker and on the Baal HaBayis. The Baal HaBayis has to let the worker eat in the field, and the worker is not allowed to take advantage. And every second, remember the Gemara's in Brachas, that even the last Bracha of Benchik is not said. You have to be careful at every moment that I'm working for someone else. The last Rambam in Hilchas Chiras, the Rambam says, a worker has to work b'chol kocho. Where do you know that from? Yaakov. And here's the Rambam has the interesting phrase, Shahare Yaakov HaTzadik. He calls Yaakov a tzadik. Somebody's a tzaddik who's righteous and doesn't impinge on others' rights. Shara Yaakov a tzaddik, Omar ki b'chol kochi avati es avichen. Right, he says to his wives, Lafiga anata schar zos af ba'olam hazeh. Shemar v'yifroz ha'ish ma'od ma'od. So that's chibris. He said, I didn't want to say hello to you because I would have taken away the time from the Baal HaBayis. Umay taima dora mar tzivi achar kasvei v'glim achar kasvei. Why do you put your hoe on one shoulder and the clothing on the other? Armelu tala shuva haisa. It wasn't mine, the garment. L'hachi shali l'hachi lo shali. I borrowed it to wear, but if I carry the hoe on it, protecting my shoulder, then it would get worn out, and I didn't borrow it to do that. My time akula urchalo sayamar misani, v'chimati lamaya sayam misani. Why do you put on shoes only when you got to water? Amalahu kula urcha chazina. My shoes, I'd only have one pair of shoes, and they would get worn out quickly if I always wear them. So the whole way, I could see where I'm going, so I didn't have to wear shoes. But my loka chazina. In the water, I don't know what I'm stepping on, so I have to wear shoes just to protect me. My time at Kimata Marla Hizmi Vihigi Dalino Lamane. Why is it that when you came to the bushes, you lifted up your clothing? Amalahu Zemal Aruka Vzena Enamal Aruka. If I rip my clothes, I can re-sew it. I'm sorry. If I get cuts on my legs, it will heal. If I rip my clothes too much, it cannot be re-sewn, and therefore, I'd rather get cuts on my legs than on my clothing. My time of kimata marlamasa nafka de bisu de mar ki mikshita. Why did your wife come out all decked out and beautiful and wearing clothing? Amar lahu kadesh lo atein enai bishacheres. She wants me to only focus on her. So right when I come back into the city, she comes out and greets me and she makes herself beautiful. Kadesh etachavva al baila. My time aili hibereisha vahadar ayal mar abasra. Why she go in the door first and then you vahadar ailinan anan and then us? I don't know who you guys are. I never met you before. And I'm not sure. I can't leave her outside. Well, you could. So I let her go in first. And then I went in. And then you went in. My time, kikarach ma rifta lo amalon isu krucha. Why didn't you invite us to the table? Mishum de lo nafisha rifta. I don't have enough bread. Viamina lo achzik vuhu barabana tivusa bachinam. I didn't want you to think I'm a nice person. Bachinam. I mean, I knew you'd probably refuse my invitation. So if I give the invite and then you refuse it, but you'll think that I'm a nice person, right? So I'm not, it's gnevas das, right? Similar to it's a halacha lemaisa. If a person knows that their neighbor cannot come to them for lunch, they're already invited out. Oh, great! This is a great week. I'm going to invite them out because I know they already have an invite, and I'm going to invite them just to create the achva vareis. Can't do that. It's gnevas das, right? I have to create shalom bias in other ways. My time of Yav Marli Yenuka Keshisha Chada. Rifta, Ulazutra Trey, why do you give the older kids one and the younger kids two? Amar Lahu, Hai Ka'i Bebeisev, Hai Yosef Bebei Kenishta. Because the older one is sitting in the house so they could get a bread when they want it. Vahai, and the younger ones are sitting in shul. They don't have food and lunch, therefore they have to get their, I have to give them extra when they come home. Well, my time I called them Solik Anani Mihach Zavisa, Tavis Kaima de Bisu de Mar Lanana Dite. Why did your wife's clouds come earlier? Mishub de Itza Shrikha Bebese, because my wife's at home. Fiava Rifta La Anie. And she gives bread to the Aniyim. It's ready made. Umikarba Hanayasa. and it's ready-made for them. They don't have to go to the store. They don't have to take money to then buy something. So she gets more schar. I just give them money. So what do you see from this? Right, that it's better if you give them something ready-made. I remember the story in Ksubis in Mar Ukva. Remember that Mar Ukva and his wife jumped into the oven, and his wife's legs didn't burn, and his did. Same reason, because his wife gave them bread. Inami, or a different reason, Hani Biryone, David Bishivivusan, Ana Boy Rachmi de Lamusa. We have some Biryonim in our community. I daven that they should die. Right, right, and she davens that they should do tshuva. So she's on a higher level than me. She could have like Bruria in the Megaron Brachas Daf Yud. Same issue. So therefore, she has a higher connection, and that is why she is the one that had her tefillos answered earlier than mine. A question that's asked by the Achronim, both in Brachas Daf Yud and right here: what does it mean that she davens that they do tshuva? Isn't there bechira chafshis? She can't daven that. I can't daven that somebody does tshuva, unless one of the Achronim says that maybe it means that a person has to take the first step. That's true. That's bechira chafshis. But once a person takes the first step, then there's baderach shadam rosa leilich molichan osel. So I can daven related to that Hashem should give them great siyata d'shmaya once they take that first step. But you're right. The first step is bechira chafshis. That's not related to us. Rav Moshe also discusses this in a tshuva in Dalid Chelak Dalid. Amud Mem, a little tshuva, where he says, you know what the tefillah was about? Maybe it's about all the other nisyonos that are outside of a person's control. What a person does in all situations, that's up to themselves. That's true. But everything else around is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we could daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make it hard for them to make the right choices. Right? So either way, there is something that could be davened for. Okay, a little bit more. Tzadchanon HaNechba Barbarti Tuchani HaMagal Havi, another grandson of Chonia Ma'agal, Ki Mishra Chama LeMitra, when the world needed rain. Havi Mishad V'Rabbanan Yinuki Debei Rav L'Gabei. They used to send children to him. V'Nakle B'Shibulik Lime. And they used to tug at the bottom of his robe. V'Amrule Abba Abba Avlan Mitra. And they used to say, we're starving. Give us rain. Havlan Mitra. Rashi says, to create more tsar. Right? The Gemara says, the Mo'ikat. And they used to do kriya by Avelim for the children to create Agmas Nefesh for others. Right, Amalav Fnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, used to turn to Hashem. Ribbono Shel Olam, Asei Bishvil Elu Sheimakirin Bein Abad Yav Mitra, Labad Loya Mitra. Hashem, please do it for them. They're calling me father. You're the real father. What are they asking me for? So please do it. V'yamai Karu Lechana Nechba. Why was he called that Chana, the one who was hiding? Reisha Yamachbiat Mobeis Hakisei, who used to hide himself in the bathroom. What does that mean? Rashi is today. Is either it means he was Sanua in the Beis Hakisei. He was Sanu in the Bisa Kisei, or he used to hide himself because he was humble. He used to go even in the lowly places. A little bit more. Amar Le'er Bzrigalar of Safra, Tachazi Ma Ben Tekifi, Da'ar Di Yisrael, Chassidi de Bavel. Look at the difference between the great ones of Israel and the great ones of Bavel. Chassidi de Bavel, Rav Huna, Rav Chizda, Kevi Mitzra, Amal Mitra, when the world needed rain. Amri, Nichnav Hadad, Divini Bay Rachmi, let's get together. And Davin, after the Mirzi Gadish Baruch Hu, Di'isi Mitra, maybe Hashem will bring rain. Tkifi Ara di Yisrael, but the great ones of Israel, Kagon Rabbi Yona, Avuad Rabbi Mani, Kiavi Mitzrach, Amal Mitzra, what did he do? He did it privately. Have Ayala Beise, Va'amalu, and he used to say, Havli Gavalki, give me a sack. Ve'ezav Aisli Bezuze Ibura, and I'm gonna go buy something with my Zuz. Kiavi Nafik, Labra, he went outside, Azovakoi Beduchta, Mikta, he went into a deep place. Dichsiv mi ma'amakim krasi chashem. Vikoi Beduchta Tzniyeh, he went into a private place. Umichsi Besaka, he covered himself in sackcloth. In the sack. Uboy Rachmi, and he davened Va'asi Mitra, and rain came. Kiavi Asi Lebeise, when he came home, Amrile, Aisani Bura, did you bring us food with your money? Amalu Amina. He says, no, I said, all Vasi Mitra, since rain is coming, Hasha Rava Chama, there's going to be plenty of supply. I didn't have to buy now where the price is still high. One final story. Vesu Rabbi Mani Brei Avikametzah related to Benetzia. He used to have trouble with the Benetzia. Ishtadech al Kiver Davua used to daven at the Kever Avos. Amarle Abba Abba Ani Metzah related. They're paining me. Remember we had earlier whether it's appropriate to daven to the Niftarim. This is a Gemara also related to that, right? He sounds like he's talking to his father. Yom Achad Avikachalfi Hasan. One time the people who were bothering him passed by the father's Kever. Intkut Kara Desusa Vaisayhu. His horse's feet wouldn't move. Acha kiblu alayat will come mitzar relay. Until they accepted not to be mitzar him. Period. We have to stop there. Again, some amazing stories. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow is daf. Tomorrow's daf, some famous stories as well. You have the story about Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Lazar and others. Hashem, we will continue. Okay, we'll stop here.